Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. In today's episode, we are interviewing Jen Torres with the Arthritis Foundation.
Yes, Crystal, when most people think of arthritis, they think of it being a condition that only older people deal with. As you will hear in our interview, this couldn't be further from the truth. Not only is the Arthritis Foundation leading in research to cure arthritis, but they are also dedicated to prevention and living with arthritis. And this is a very special interview, not only because it is our first podcast recording, but also because Crystal has a personal connection to it. So without further ado, here's our interview with Jen Torres of the Arthritis Foundation.
Thank you, Jen, for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. I wanted to start with asking you to let our listeners know, what is the Arthritis Foundation, and also how did you get involved?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. The Arthritis Foundation basically leads the fight for America's number one cause of disability. A lot of times people think that arthritis is something that your grandma and your grandpa have, but that's not the case. More and more young adults and children are being diagnosed with a type of arthritis. So it may not be rheumatoid arthritis. It might be ankylosing spondylitis or uveitis or lupus. So arthritis encompasses 100 different forms. So people might not know, but gout is a type of arthritis. So the Arthritis Foundation, we raise money for scientific research and advocacy efforts, as well as programs, resources, and community connections for people. So our base spans from children, you know, infants that are diagnosed with arthritis, all the way up to someone that's 120. I've been the executive director here in Houston for a little over 3 years. I also worked for our Hawaii office as a program director a number of years ago. I love the foundation. I'm so proud of the work that we've done and the research that we've invested in. So since our inception about 70 years ago, we've funded over $500 million in scientific research. That's a ton of money. And even 10 years ago, people with arthritis, they had to suffer through pain. They had to miss lots of work. And they still do. But there's so many better treatment options now. We know more about the disease and how to manage it, not just with pharmaceutical drugs, but with other alternatives like diet and exercise and holistic approaches.
That is amazing what you guys are doing and the amount of money that y'all have raised in the awareness. And researching, I was completely blown away that 52 million adults and 300,000 children are affected by the by arthritis just in the U.S.
You know, just to think about it, it's 1 in 4 people have arthritis. So, I mean, that's everyone is impacted some way.
Yeah, that is a crazy stat.
I'm actually one of those people. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I actually got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 18. And, you know, I was a young athlete. I thought that I was just sore most of the time when I would limp around and I couldn't straighten my hands. And that's how my mom noticed it. And she was like, "What's wrong with your hands?" And she took me to the doctor. I didn't think anything of it until she told us that something internally was wrong. So she assigned me to a specialist. I went back and forth with the specialist about 5 or 6 different 6-month treatments that we did to figure out what would work. And nothing really worked for me. And I think the reason being is because older people with arthritis, they are a little sore in the morning time. So that's when they struggle. But for me, it was reverse. So it would be at nighttime after a long day, I would limp around. Or if I was have an active day, early afternoon, I would be limping at that point. And especially in my hands, too, I couldn't straighten them. And, you know, now I'm doing cryotherapy, which really helps. It's a different type of therapy. But going through that at a young age, no one really understood what I was going through. So my friends, you know, weren't going through the same things. My family, no one in the family had it. So no one knew how to deal with it. Maybe my grandma knew how I felt, but, you know, we never really talked about that. So, Jen, do you guys have anything for kids that are kind of going through the same thing that I went through?
Yes, we hear that all the time at the Arthritis Foundation. You know, I'm a kid, I'm 14 years old, and I was diagnosed with this incurable disease right now. You know, they feel isolated and they feel depressed. I hear about, especially in the teenage years too, you know, they feel so much depression. Or think about if your 3-year-old daughter who knew how to walk, and then all of a sudden she just suddenly stops walking. You're like, what is going on? And so really we strive to help doctors learn more about juvenile arthritis so they can detect it sooner. So there people aren't going to 15 or 20 doctor's appointments, because I promise you, I've heard those stories of appointment after appointment before they figure out the diagnosis. So locally and nationally, the Arthritis Foundation funds juvenile arthritis camps. Majority of the time they're in the summer. So they're week-long camps for kids, residential camps. So they go away from home and they're on their own. And we provide all of that free of charge. So really the kids get full meals, activities, all of that through our fundraising efforts. We also in Houston host a weekend camp in October for parents, the kids with juvenile arthritis and their siblings to come for the weekend, learn more about juvenile arthritis, do really fun activities like zip lining and horseback riding, and then get to meet other people, because that's the main point, right? To meet others that are dealing exactly. with the same right. thing. So you're not feeling alone. Because you probably didn't know anyone else with juvenile arthritis when you were diagnosed.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's amazing that you guys are able to connect the children. They can build on those relationships and relate. And on that, you know, the children, of course, with the summer camps, do you guys have anything outside of the summer camps for maybe the older people dealing with the arthritis?
We do. So one program that we've recently launched is for young adults. So it's like this transitional age, right? They're 17 or 18. They've had juvenile arthritis. They're going into college and adulthood. It's a weird place to be, right? So we have a new program that we've launched called Peer to Peer, and there's more info on our website at arthritis.org. But it's dealing young adults being able to talk to other young adults that have been through similar things. Like when they go off to college in another state and they have an arthritis flare, what do they do? Mm-hmm. To make them more independent from mom and dad. You know, a lot of times these kids rely on their parents to schedule all of their appointments and their medications and their injections. Like there's a lot of that. So it's teaching kids how to be more independent and manage their disease. On top of that, we have educational programs locally throughout the country and for adults with arthritis and amazing online resources at arthritis.org. Like I can't even speak highly enough about our website. It's very interactive. We've just updated it. It's got amazing tools that really could be life-changing for people with arthritis.
Yeah, you guys do have an amazing website. We, in our research, you know, we definitely noticed that. And looking into it, I was blown away. I didn't know this, that the diet really affects how you feel with arthritis. So could you just go into detail? I know it is on your website, but how does a person's diet affect their arthritis?
Yes. So a lot of people that I've come in, you know, into contact with, become friends through the Arthritis Foundation, a lot of them are able to manage some of their symptoms and flare-ups through diet. It could be gluten-free or eliminating a lot of the gluten from their diet. It could be like a paleo type of diet. But there's definitely foods that trigger inflammation within the body, even if you don't have arthritis. So just for normal people, you know, every day, what are some of those foods? So it's sugar, it's alcohol, refined carbs, so like, you know, cookies and chips and things like that. MSG, which of course is found a lot in Asian type foods. And then your fatty omega-6 acids. So of course our body needs some fatty acids, a good balance of that for a healthy balance. But overabundance of omega-6, which is like peanut oil, soy oil, sunflower oil, can really trigger inflammation as well. One, I think, food that was kind of shocking to me is tomatoes cause inflammation.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm hearing a lot of people, I know, right? Don't, you know, eat a tomato sandwich. But a lot of people are now going to get, there's places that you can go to get checked to see what your body is really prone to when it comes to inflammation. So what types of food are really triggering inflammation? And that can be helpful too, because it may be something that you're eating on a daily basis and have no idea that that's causing symptoms. Like Crystal said, cryotherapy has been really amazing for some people. The chiropractor, even exercise. I mean, it is so important for people to stay active with arthritis, which sounds counterintuitive, but the more active you can be, the better you can manage your inflammation and your symptoms.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Jen. I know you guys have so much important and really resourceful information on your site, but how can people get involved with Arthritis Foundation?
So we, across the country, we have, you know, markets. So major cities, smaller, mid-sized cities, we have presence. So if you are interested, anyone listening wants to volunteer with the Arthritis Foundation, you know, come to one of our events, I would definitely go to arthritis.org, and there's actually a tab there that says, you know, locate an office, and you can put in your zip code that way. And even if a staff member doesn't live in your city, they can connect you with other volunteers that are involved. And we host like 5K walks, they're called Walks to Arthritis, as well as 5K Jingle Bell Runs in December. And so we always need volunteers for those events to help us, you know, check in people at registration and set up tables and hang banners and all these types of things. We also need volunteers for the juvenile arthritis camp, because we staff that with volunteers as well as medical staff. There are so many opportunities to get involved, whether it's just a one-time thing or a couple times a year. We would love for people to get engaged with us.
It is amazing what you guys are doing for the arthritis community. And, you know, we appreciate you taking the time to be on the Connect Kindness podcast today. And, you know, for our listeners that are on social, I know you said the website, how can people get in touch with the Arthritis Foundation via social?
So we have a National Arthritis Foundation Facebook page, but for my Houston people, we have Arthritis Foundation Texas Facebook page and Arthritis Foundation HOU on Instagram. So, you know, really we're lucky that we are a national nonprofit. So if you even just Google Arthritis Foundation, you'll find a way to connect with us. And of course, like I said, arthritis.org, our website, is a great starting place to learn what's going on everywhere, so nationally with us.
Fantastic.
Jen, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day and speak with us. I know this is going to impact a lot of listeners that are listening with all the information that you've given us. And, you know, Tim and I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.